But the first thing which is interesting in the Mishnah over here, called the Kelim Tolim B'Shabbos. So Tosfos grapples with the Girsa. The statement calling the Kelim Tolim B'Shabbos means all Kelim can move on Shabbos, so that's not true. But so Tosfos the Girsa should be called the Kelim Hani Tolim B'Shabbos, the Kelim which are able to be moved on Shabbos. The losses say any more hand, you can move the losses of the Keli as well. Bisha Nisparku, even though they've been removed. Shannon Dorman with losses of bias, Bisha Emanamucha. Okay. Then the Mishnah goes into the dinim of Krishna Malata Lyasar, Kornas the Batei Bresa Goizim, Karga Malata Bresa Devela, etc., etc., etc. At first glance, the Kornas no hemship between the first half of the Mishnah and the second half of the Mishnah. I actually went to look in the Mishnah to see if they're put as two separate Mishnahs or not. Of course, it's not. I do not know who exactly made the division of the Mishnahs into the separate Mishnahs. Of course, I cannot find a mistake going at all up in this building. I don't know, but it's a mamish like no shaykhus one to the other. The first is this halacha of something can be nitl agav imo agav the ikra kli, or however like the Mora says, and the second is that this new din of klishim atalisser, which the Mora is going to, we'll see in the sugya, is it a muktzadik din, is it a tekadus chazal, is it because person maksimi daitai, like it's a whole new din. At first glance, the card is no shaykhis. So that's number one. Okay. Number two. So we have to stim this din, which the more explains that since that the roy to metal agav the ikra kli, so therefore even though they themselves now, so how do you say the end of the sentence? So Rashi says up in Shis Parku has lost him in a kelim nitolim, even though they've been removed, they can still be moved. Ben Adarim l'dosses abayis shein nitolim l'fisha dosses abayis edem in hamuch on the taltolim shein and kli abu elu hein kli agav avia. So the kli agav the ikra kli, so the losses are also able to be moved. That's all Rashi says. Rashi and Kuf Chav Avlam Abayis. So the Mora says Kol Kisei Kalim Sheish Lam Beis Achiz and Nitolim B'Shabbos. Omer Rav Yehudah Bar Shila, Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rav Yerachim, and who Sheish Teres Kli Aleihen. So on that Rashi says Omer Rav Yehudah, who Sheish Teres Kli Aleihen. Shakisi were in the Tashmish Atzma. The Kisi itself has another function. Nitolim B'Shabbos. That's why it's Yomutim Rav than Shabbos. Main Teres Kli Aleihen. Or meaning Kisi Kli have a Kli. The cover of a Kli is not automatically a Kli, unless it has a usage of its own distinct from being part of the Kli. The law says sheet of table migdal the tona mestisa in the noitlin. Yes, charis the Kli in the leyan. The ruim leishim leyan. Lost the leyan mezonis lakota. They have other functions. So here Rashi says that it's not enough that it's nitl agav the ikra Kli. It's the only reason why it's mutter because it has its own function. Okay.
Why would it be the agav of the realm and not the child? We can give it after a shot. It's not like this rock.
That's true. I didn't say it's not a problem. It says steers are Rashi. The current steer and Rashi. So it's the pshuta of the sugya. Well, we'll have to learn the sugya in Kuf Mabah, which is one of the little more complicated sugyas. Hasha, this is exactly what a Birchon is being Mekadosh. A Birchon is being Mekadosh, not like we're assuming until now. There's a requirement that the Kisei Kalim has to have a Dinteres Kli on it of its own. So that and Rashi over here is learning not like Rabbi Yochanan's din and saying, no, you don't need that, I should have another tashmish. It's tashmish is that it's muchan agav avian. Maybe, I don't know. Okay. Now, so Pashat over here, we're learning over here that even though this Dallas does not have a function on Shabbos, and you cannot put it back onto the Kli on Shabbos, but since it's Oymed to put back onto the Kli, so even though it has no function, it's considered still something which is right for Tiltal, Agav Avim. Okay. So what's the Lumnus? So the current, at first glance, the Lumnus is pretty straightforward. The Lumnus is, hey, you're planning to put it back on Sunday, so it's not considered a Shever Kli. There's a dinner later on where the more is going to get to the dinner of Shever Kli, that it has to. And Kufa Dalma Bay's the Mishnah called Kalim and he told Mashabah Shivrayim Nitolani Mohem. It has to have some function. Yehuda says it has to have a function made malachdom. It has to have a function similar to the original function. But if it has no function, you can't move it. And here we're saying even if it has no function, you can move it. So what's the chiluk? So that, you know, the Shabura mentions, others mention, because the Prima Gadol really says, because over here you're planning to put it back into the Kli, and it's Oymer L'Tikun. Mashenkin, the Shibre Kli, you can't fix it. Tosfos Rid points it out over here. This chiluk. I will give the kelim and ishbor marina come on the bean and shew shwarm oisem malacha, and here we're not requiring that. I will give the loy cause the malacha shori and they shall yachal achzirim sham, because you're going to put it back into the kli. I will shwarm enam yachal achzirim hadbikim, you can't stick them back together again. Okay, stop. Now, Tosfos Rid adds the next connection, which is very cautious. B'mayu tzorach l'mayis u'man l'achzirum ha'yasurin ad sh'yiruyim l'malacha. But the losses ha'kli, if the only way you can put them back on is with the ma'is u'man, so then taka, they do have a dinner of shever kli, because right now they're not usable. You have to do a whole new thing to make them usable, so that now they're going to be mukhs, unless they have a malacha that they can be used, like the dinner later on. Shvarim, which are functional, are also considered a valid claim. Tilto for mitzad that, but mitzad the din of the losses. It's only if you can put it back without a ma'asum. No, you can't put back on Shabbos. It doesn't mean my assumption. It's also to do on Shabbos. But if what you need to put it back is something which is going to require my assumption, that is Taka Nishba. So then it's Muksa. But if you don't need a my assumption to put it back together again, so it's not Muksa. Okay. He says, Al Shwarm, enem yechalim lahachzirum ulahadbikim. You can't put them back together again. So now, what about the following? So this case over here, we have an Av, and we have like the Tolda, you know, right? Rashi calls it Agav Avian. You have the Ikra Kli, and then you have the Dlosis. The Ikra Kli is still here, the Ikra Kli is still functional in Shabbos. This is a Tofel to the Ikra Kli. And since the Ikra Kli is usable, and this is ointment to go back onto the Ikra Kli in an easy fashion without difficulty, it's still considered part of the Ikra Kli, and mail it's nitl, even though it has no function on its own right now, and Shabbos doesn't bother us. The Kharav, the Ikra Kli is bottle, we clear the Mishnah, then all bets are off. It's not nitl, the Rosh says it's nitl agav aviyah. Because the Av is nitl, so the losses are also nitl. But if the Av isn't nitl, right? So That's one way to learn. Or the other way to learn is it's a maisa kal to put it back together. It's not a maisa umen to put it back together again. It's a maisa kal. And it's ayman to that maisa kal. So that's not called shvirus kli. Right? And you don't need aga avihim. Because it doesn't really indicate one way or the other. But one thing he does say, he says, aval ashorim, the din of the mission kukhav dalam abeis, eno yochel hachzir mal hadbika. And let's say you'd be able to yochel hachzir mal hadbika, what would be? You broke the whole kli. Right? The reason why over there you can only allow to be, move the pieces is because if it's, they have a malacha that they can do now, and you cannot be mad to them out, put them back together again, because you can't put them back together again. Bicycle, if you could put them back together again, the cow, you wouldn't need a maisa woman. You allow to move them on Shabbos, because on Sunday they're going to be put back together again, so that's not called a shvira. Right? That's a nusach, that seems to be read the nusach of the Tosfos Rid. We don't live in this world, so more commonly, self-winding watch, you know, or a clock which is the grandfather clock. It stopped. It's not functional right now. The Shavur called the Chayalim holds it's makva patish to start it again. It's a good word. You can't fix it on Shabbos. But it's a maisa kal to put it back together again. You just after Shabbos you go ding and it's done. Can you move it? Is it muksa? Is the clock muksa job? It's a maisa kal to put it back together again. But there's no ikir kli. So the ikir kli over here is the ikir kli. So then you can't move. You cannot move it. There has to be something which is kind, which is movable, and this is a movable agav that. If the Ikra Nakuda is, well, you, on Sunday you're going to put it back together again, so it's going to hate. I'll still go fine. So yeah, you can move it. So, Neshama Yehud, I see he brings that Rabbi Yasha said, you need the Ikra to be Kayim, and therefore you can't move the clock. He gives that example of the clock. That's the example which he was discussing. He said, you can't move the clock. It's Muksa Gemur, even though it's a Maisa Kal to put it back to get it back to function, you can't move it. It's not so clear. It's not so clear. There's a Rashi before on Kuf Yubezim and Aleph. So I mean, we're going to end up seeing the sugya. So let's touch on the sugya for a second. Okay. So the Mora has a story over here. Let's see. Where do we start from the Gemara?
Adelos has a function independent. In other words, it's something you use it for.
Well, that's what I'm saying. The Rashi and Kufa Vav requires that, but Rashi over here does not mention it. It just says Nitalag of Aviyan. And so it says Beferish, it has no other usage. And you can't use it in Shabbos. Right now it's not talking about usable. You have nothing to do with it.
Yes, ma'am, so.
It's Mamash Lekha. Mamash Lekha, but so according to the Tosfos Rid, his Likud is, can you put it back together or not?
No, I understand that. I'm just saying that.
Right.
That has no usage at all.
Right. Right. So where is the story over here like this? So they were walking on, he was walking, and his sandal, one of the Ratsuas, Morris says, we really have a Kozel Basrei, the Rebbe Avo, Bekarmelis. He was walking with Rebbe Avo and the Carmelis. Ifsik lay Ritzua the sandal lay. So one of the Ritzuas of the shoe, of the sandal, tore.
I'll find it later. So the mice,
okay. So he says, what can you do? You can put in this gamilach, which you're not going to be, it's not considered a tikkun to put a gamilach in because you're not really fixing anything. Chazal Michael Behema, and Rekarchala, you can tie it together. Next story. Abaye Hava Koi Kamei, the Rav Yosef, Ishalei Ritzua. Okay. Amalei Mayavadle. So what should I do? So he said, Shavke, leave it there. The story before, it's in the chatzar, so the chatzar is safe, but there's no reason to move it. V'hamanahu, the be'ina hafichna leim yamin l'smo. It's still a kli, so why is it aser betiltul? I can switch it from the right to the left. Okay, so what's that nakuda? So Rashi explains, and the Rashi de Maskel v'hamanahu, second wide line. So like this. Ramai also the tattle, but Hamano, it's a kli. So why is it also a tiltal? So what are you saying? Leave it in the chotzer. Okay, I can't fix it. I'm not allowed to use the gemi lach in the situation because there's no that's just to be able to find a way to tie it onto your foot to get it back home. You shouldn't lose your sandal. Oh, here's in the chotzer, no problem. But it's why is it also a tiltal? So let me carry it inside my house. Why did I leave it in the chotzer? It's a kli. Well, dying terrorist kli minimal of. It's considered a kli. Why? The beino hafichtam yamin l'smol. So Rashi is there. So Rashi explains the mitzvahs of the sandalim. Shasandal yesh lo shtei tarsiyos. Vehein shel or mokum kviyas or ritzuas. Achaz mi b'chutz v'achaz mi b'fnim. It has two places where the ritzuas is attached. One on the outside of the shoe, one on the inside. You know, where the arches. Okay. Which is lebein shei reglaim between the 2 feet. Kien sheish the milonim shalonu. Because if it's happening me, Rahul Sakta, you can fix it. Even though when you sew it together, you fix it, you can't fix it in such a way that it's not visible. You're gonna see the tikkun. But people don't notice it because it's on the inner side of the shoe. So male, that's a valid tikkun. So then you can't fix it. It's not going to be. Not going to wear it anymore. But a baya tainer, the baya chitzoner ifsik. The outer one broke. Shemhach asher b'Yosef. I feel the talta. So now it's taka. It's not armel latikum. So you can't move it. It's muksa. So vakati manu. It's still a kli. The hafitel and the regular hair is I can switch it to the other foot and benimsa chitzoner penimis. When I move it from the right foot to the left foot, what was outside on the right side is now inside on the left side, so I can still use it. So the case over here was Taka, right now it's not functional, I have to fix it, and I can't fix it on Shabbos. But Abai is arguing it, since it's Omer Latikun, it's still considered a Kli. And here the Etzim Kli was Nifsak. It's not, there's no Agav Imo, Agav Oviv over here. Right, and so we're saying, since it's Omer Latikun after Shabbos, it's much of a tiltal. Say if it's on the outside, which it's not Omer Latikun, I'm going to throw it out, so it's not a kli anymore. But if it's on the inside, which is Omer Latikun, so it's a valid kli, and not to buy it. And not only that, I have an eitzah, how to make it Omer Latikun by switching to other foot. But that's Klor and Rashi, that even right now it's not going to functional. And that's why when it's on the outside, it's taka muksa because it's useless, right? But when it's on the inside, it's armel latika, which you can't do on Shabbos, and it's going to be mutter to mivtaltel. But the Rashba over there, taka says not like Rashi. The Rashba on this Gemara.
The person who says he means that you know, it means he could have come. I don't know if that's what Rashi.
Right now, the time is
and therefore, it's
that
I think that would be
impossible. So, what's the problem? Hakim and the Ifsik Hashem B'Shabbos. Hakati Chazil Malacha Ksas. Chazil Ksui by money. You can use it to cover over your kli. Well, the Mishnah of Kari Amita. You can use the shoe to the Yisrael of Kari Amita. That's the Mishnah Kufchav Dalid. They call it Kelim and Tolam B'Shabbos. Mivach Yeris and Main Malach. Okay. Then he says like this. So he comes up with a connection like this. That swore later on that you can consider it a kli because it's roy to do me'ein malacha. It's only if it's not armel tikkun. So it's broken, and I'm going to leave it like this. Attack and use it for this other function. So now it's a kli. But over here, it's like I'm in the middle. If it's taka so bad that I can't fix it, I'll use it for this other purpose, and it's taka namuksa. If it's easy enough to fix it, that it's still usable as is, it's also not muksa. But right now, it's not usable as is, and I'm not giving miyachin it to use it for anything else. So now it's muksa. Right, when one ritzua tears, you're not going to not use the shoe anymore. The chsuyah be mono or listen for carry mitzvah. El daitel leskune ladrei lemalachta. You're going to use it as a shoe still. Hell kimel akosel lenoir lo lekula Shabbos. Right now you can't fit, wear it. Muksu. See, it's omer. It means if it's omer letikun. But you can't fix it on Shabbos, and that's what you're going to do with it. Dr. Rashi, but in that situation, it's talking books. Not like Rashi. Right? So Rabbi Yossi said, Lav Monohu. So it's talking on a mono. Because the fact that it's. Now, the Rashi doesn't say what was the bias response. If there were one according to Rashi, what was the bias response? But the Maitse, it seems to be Machog between Rashi and the Rashi, but. If the Ikra Kli is Omer Latikun, but right now it's not usable, is a Muksa. The Rashba is saying yes, and Rashi seems to be saying no. Right? So it should make a Nafkamina how to learn our mission over here. What is the Yesoid? Is it a Yesoid Dafka because it's Agav Avian, which Rashi over here says Agav Avian, right? Which would not seem to stream with the Rashi over there. Okay? So. The Mincha Shabbos was a sefer printed together with the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. I guess that's the fair way of saying it. There was a lot more Mincha Shabbos than there was Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. I looked for Mincha Shabbos, I couldn't find them. I said, "Oh, okay, look at the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch." My first thought process is, it's like she doesn't have it. He has one and has Pesach. You get the idea, like what I mean. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch on the top. There's a lot more Mizan Shmuel than there is. Anyway, so. What?
This is the point of having the Kitzur Shulchan
Aruch. Right. He clears the shot. He discusses a button, a kneppel. So the button falls off of your jacket. What's the status of the button? So he is madama the so your button to jacket to the delis of the cleat to the cleat. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman says like this. He says you have to talk about it, the button is like a miyuchadik button, which would be specific to this jacket. If it's not, I have a standardized button which I can use any button. I'm not going to use the one who fell off to replace it. So that's not true. But if this button is miyuchad for this jacket, right? So it makes it worse, right? Because now I can't do anything else with the button other than this jacket. But it makes it better that this button is still shaykh to the jacket. Right? What? So a second. So then.
But wait, the button is usable for other things, but this jacket. Meaning, just because this jacket needs this button specifically, doesn't mean this button can't be used for other things. For example, it could be used on a random pair of pants where it might fit. Just because this jacket.
Right, but it's not omer for that. It's omer. You know, so when we get back to this musik, it's omer to go back into this jacket. That's what I'm planning to do. I'm planning to put it back on the jacket. What?
So, even if it's
not someone says if it's not me, you could say it's not like the Dallas to the Klee. The Dallas to the Klee is Batsim Shaykh. I'm not. I mean, yeah, yes. Theoretically, we have standardized doors nowadays. But the mice, I don't know what'll be in that situation. But the point is, I don't have like extra doors around my house to pull the one out. So the plan is to put this door back on this Klee. So it came from this Klee, it's going back on this Klee, it's a Maisa Kal to put it back on, because like the Tesra said, you know, Maisa Oman would be a different ballgame, right? And the male, let's look at it as a part of the Klee. So he says the same thing when you have a button, which is, you know, this time it's clearly going to go back onto this jacket. So man, it's still considered Roy. Right? Now, The conversation is because Betzim, I have no use for a button on Shabbos. I'm not playing tiddlywinks with it on my Shabbos. I mean, maybe you would. I would say that most people don't play tiddlywinks with their buttons, right? So what's tiddlywinks? I know. Yeah, I would not have said that because I realized nobody knows what I'm talking about. Anyway, right?
I thought Roman was being something else.
I played tiddlywinks.
You played tiddlywinks? Okay, look at you. Okay, good for you. Okay.
Sorry.
How old are you? Okay, so. So the only thing, right, Betzim, it's a useless item. It's like the Delos. We're learning Rashi over here. It doesn't have no use for the Shabbos. The only use is they're going to put it back on the Kli. Like the Delos, the only use is they're going to put it back on the Shiva. There are other Shiva, but not like Rashi. Some say that because even when it's off, I can put it on top without, you know, even if it's not attached, I can still put it on top, you know. So I can put it in front, you know. But Rashi doesn't learn, assuming that Rashi doesn't learn like that, there's no requirement. It has no, it's not usable as is. But since it's time to go back, it's still nittle. So the same thing would be. Now, the Shiloh is, what's the status of sewing? What status does sewing have? But the Tila Dabi talks about this case also. And he clears an interesting question. It says, Shin Ches Sif Cotton Yud Aleph. No, I'm sorry. The Mitzvah Shabbos, when he so he says it should be the same thing. Then he wants to what's be if you haven't put if you've never put the button on yet. This button is only to go onto this jacket, but I haven't attached it yet. The Kav Shabbos, I'm making my jacket and I have the button there. Right? Never been on the jacket. What's the luck in that case? So he clears that as a shiloh. Right?
What would be the tzad? Let's say that it has a jacket right now and it's on the jacket. You could take it and use it for anything else at this point.
There is no other use for it. I'm planning to put on the jacket. So let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question. I want to go back a step. So we know that there's Kli Shemalatel Isser. Its primary function is for Isser. So it is, but since I'm not miyachet against other functions. So it's more to the move on Shabbos, the Sarku, the Sarman Karma. And most of the Sarin kids. So I specifically, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, we'll see the Yisrael bin Yachid Lamokam. Leave me out that for a second. He says the assumption is that Kli Shemalat al Yisr, most of the Sarin kids is Kli Shemalat al Yisr, which means the primary function is the Yisr. All of the functions I refuse to use because of the delicateness or the expense of this item. I have a very expensive camera. Its primary use is taking pictures. I will not use it for anything else because it's too expensive to use for anything else. It becomes a Chazorin kiss. The Baal Amor discusses, what about a case where Prata, there's nothing else to do with it. Its primary use is Isser, and its secondary uses don't exist. So it's obvious that you can't discuss moving the Sarkufa because that by definition doesn't exist. Can you move on the Sark Makarma? So the Velt says up the over the Vort one of two ways. One they say is because maybe the head of the Sark Makarma only goes to judgment with Sark Makufa, which doesn't exist over here. But it's not how the Velt actually reads a little bit differently. He actually seems to say that this parallels a Sark Kiss. It's not a clean Shabbos because the primary use I can't do and there's no other use. So, mail, it's a useless item of Shabbos. That should make it. The alumnus of certain kids is that the etzim is useless on Shabbos. The primary use I can't do. Everything else I refuse to do. So it's useless. So this is also useless. It's the same thing. So that's the sugya of chatzoritzus. You know. So now, what about something which, let's say a little bit differently, its usage is batsim totally mutter. But the only way you can get to do the usage is through Isser. Sewing the button on the jack. I have no use for the buttons. The only use of this button is one thing, to put on the jack. Buttons are Kalin. They're Makabal Tumah. I don't say that a button which is sitting on the table before Shabbos and you know, we live in the world of Tumah and Tahara, that the Sheretz touch the buttons and nah, it's like it's a Kli, it's not Makabal Tumah. I don't say that, it's a Kli, it's Makabal Tumah. Right? So where's the looks over here? Because it's useless for Shabbos. Well, so but the uselessness over here is because the only way I can get to use this item is to Isser, which I can't do on Shabbos. So it's not a klisha malach al iser. But it parallels klisha malach al iser in the sense that I need to do an iser to make it usable. Klisha malach al iser is, the problem is that its usage is for iser. Over here, its usage is for heter. There's nothing wrong with wearing buttons on your jacket. But the only way I can use it is by doing the iser of sewing it on the bag. And the Dallas is the same thing. Dallas be a start of the Tashmish and the Tashmish of Heter. But the only way I can get it to get to its Tashmish is by doing an iser of doing being mechabered back to the Kli, which I can't do on Shabbos. So, and the Chara, the Din of Dallas tells me that even though what am I trying to accomplish over here? Am I trying to accomplish to create a din kli on the thing, or I'm trying to accomplish that it doesn't lose its din kli? Adelis is a kli batsim. I'm not taking a shever kli and making it into a kli. It is a kli, but it's a kli which I don't have a use for on Shabbos.
This is even the Rashi over here seems to say that it's only a kli because of.
No. It got me Hilchos Tumah Tahara. It's a Kabbal Tumah. It's a call of a Kli. That's what I'm trying to say. I come to Shabbos, I say, 1 second, what in the world is the Gabi Hilchos Shabbos? I tell you, you're allowed to move Kalim on Shabbos. Call in a Kalim and tell them a Shabbos. What is this, the Gabi Shabbos? So my definition of Kli, is my definition of Kli, the Gabi Hilchos Tumah, and my definition of Kli, the Shabbos, the same. So, look or not. All right? But if you learn the lumdus of chsar and kiss, it loses. It becomes like it's a bonim. It becomes not a kli, but it's not a kli. It's an extremely expensive camera. But the gabi Shabbos, it's not a kli because I have no use for it on Shabbos, right? So I come over here and say, listen, batsim it's a kli. I want to be mevatel the shame kli from it because it's useless on Shabbos. Zakti Mishnah, that's not true. If I have something which is Oymer L'Tashmish, the Tashmish will be as sorry as the Tashmish of Heter. And but I have a practical problem, I cannot, in this Shabbos point, I can't put it together. Next Shabbos, I'll use it, whatever. That's not the issue. It's not something which is Batsim Mufter from Tashmish and Shabbos. This Shabbos, it's useless. Zakti comes to Mishnah and says, that still doesn't lose its status of being a Kli. Because of that, so what's up? If the button was on the jacket before Shabbos, and then came off, or the button was never on the jacket? No. The point is, a button batsim is a kli. We're trying to get remavat with a shame kli and make it muksa. We're saying no, because it's time to be put on something which makes it useful. It's not; it doesn't lose a shame kli. And kalim are muksa to move on Shabbos. So the Mishnah starts off with kol kalim tolim b'Shabbos. It's telling me a soid. That's not just some heka tips of alma. You should know the Kalim went to move on Shabbos, and now let's talk about the real part of the Kiddush of the Mishnah. And those to say any more hand. The Mishnah told me starting with a major, important Yisrael, because Al said that this halacha you cannot move things on Shabbos doesn't apply to Kalim. Now, what makes something else clean? You know, the losses which are any spark do not lose their status of being considered a clean, even the taka useless for the Shabbos. In other words, the Mishnah said, I remember the first time I learned this, I said, I punched it. The concept of Agavavian to me was like magic. It's a useless item, which, but you started like, you know, you learn through useless Shabbos, muksa. Oh, yeah, but since it's Agavavian, Samael, it's Mutan Mukta. What does that mean? I remember like the first time I learned it, I punched it, I got stuck on it. I said, okay, you know, it's one of these magic things that work on Shabbos, and you know, that's how it works. I don't think that's the shot. We're not starting with something which is not, it's not a kli. I'm not taking a piece of bark and using it to cover my kli. I'm taking a door. A door is a namuksa. Elamai, what? I happen to have a door right now which is not useful. Submission mail is, that should make it muksa. So that's like me'ain the sugya over there of the Balamor's case. So Balamor introduces such as the other Rishonim, but the Shulchan does not bring that din. Shulchan does not bring that din. He holds that doesn't make something muksa, even though it's taka useless. Certain cases, I'm the kavana deciding not to do that. So that's taka muksa. You have to remind us of chetzertus. You have to be ma'azir b'chazir, which is a fair question. But let's leave that for a second. But that's a decision. That's a haksor. That's breaking the kli, because there's a haksor. I'm not being maxed anything over here. I have a path to I can't use it. Okay. So, but it's a kli. So a path to Lish, Rabbi Shimon does not bring this din. The Shimon does not bring the din of the Balamor. Rabbi Shimon doesn't bring it. Rabbi Moshe has him too. He says, we should request the sheet of Balamor. Halach l'maish, you should machmar on the Balamor. But the straight halach, that a useless kli isn't mukhs. Because it's a kli. You're max at me tiltal. There's what's the lom this? Is it you're max at me tiltal? Or because it's like a vodun? The naftamina is that the chazanish we spoke about, where you take something which is a picture I put on the wall. I'm a yachal le'makim. I'm actively me max it from tiltal. But I'm not saying it's, I mean, its function is to be a picture on the wall. You can't say it's useless. Over here, it's useful. It's a kli. So where's the muksa? Right. So when we get to the sugya of chasar and kiss, you know, very shortly therein, that's going to be part of the sugya. So I think the Mishnah is really introducing a very big. So I'm not involved in the girsos of the Rishonim. Right, Tosis says that's not true. Not every little keli is at the Shabbos, because the cases of chasar and kiss, you can't move on Shabbos, right? Or concessions of Yehuda, Miner Yashin, because of Mias, right? So, but the Arbi Shadim Rav Garz called the Kelim. Rashi's Garz, and he told him. Rashi's Garz, Hani told him. Rashi doesn't seem to be bothered by the Kasha. What I'm just suggesting now in Rashi is that the first line of the Mishnah is not just Hechatim to get to the second line, right? Because according to Tosis, it is all Kelim which are mutter to movement Shabbos. I haven't told you any Chiddush. I'm telling you there are Kelim which are mutter to Shabbos. I mean that's not a Chiddush. Right, those kelim, you should know the losses are mutter. So the whole purpose of the Mishnah, the first four words are nice, is to get to the losses. I think we're suggesting right now, Rashi is saying something else totally, or the Mishnah is saying something else totally according to Rashi. The first insight is you should know kelim are mutter to move on Shabbos. Xeris, the Tanis Muksa doesn't apply to kelim. What about kelim which are useless? We'll talk about that. That's the next step in the Mishnah.
I wasn't sure.
Right, I'm saying that Rashi is really reading it along the lines of what Tosis is saying. You know, he's limiting the kalim. We're not saying all kalim. We're discussing specific kalim. But I'm saying even if you're like that, but Rashi could be learning that there is a halacha about the kalim. I want to start with the halacha of the kalim. That so kalim, if something which is a kli, the gabi hilchus tuma, might automatically have a din of a kli, the gabi shabbos, until there's haksah or other, you know, other reasons why it loses that din kli. So I'm just suggesting such a possibility to read in the Mishnah.
And that's why it opens for kli shemach.
And then the hemshach of the Mishnah, you know, now we have a hemshach of the Mishnah. It's not like, you know, it's like. It's apples and oranges. It's not. It's okay. Last point I just want to touch on, which is like a different lakuda. It's just an important shot over here in the sugya. There is a more later on. A kufla mechesim a base. So it's four lines up in the narrow lines. So Moore says at the end of the line, Kira Shanishma Ta'achas Meyakhusa Mutalatalu Shtai Moser. So the Brisa says that their Kiras used to have like 3 feet. And if one of the feet was pulled off, The first opinion over here, which the Braisa says, you let him move it still. If two of them are pulled off, you can't move it. Rav Amar Afilu Chad Nami Yosu. Rav says even one is usher to move. Yizera Shema Yiska, because there's a Gzera, you might fix it. So Chazal put it in Muksa. It didn't rub on Chazal. Chazal made it Muksa, not because you're Maxadas. We're going to make it Muksa because we're afraid if you move it, you're going to fix it. So you can't move it. So there's Xeris Kira. Okay. So now we have to shell that suit to many different sugyas over here. So why am I allowed to move my Delis? Why is there Xeris Shamayiska? Right? So where does this apply? Where does it not apply? Yeah, the screw comes out of your eyeglasses. Glasses come out of your eyeglasses. The temple comes out of your eyeglasses. Right? So is it Muksa? Well, there's Gzeira Shamayiska. So what's the difference between that in the case of the Delis? The temple of the glasses and the Delis of the... So the general where the Poskim are Machalik is... We're discussing... It has to be... Now, the Poskim said this Gzeira Shamayiska only if it's a Tikkun Kal. The Tikkun Chin and Uman, I don't know how to be an Uman. So then there's no Gzeira. Right? I might come to fix it. I don't know how to fix it. So it makes it worse, right? If it's a Maisa Uman, it's not Muksa. Right? If it's a Maisa Kal, or most of the Poskim say the case of the glasses, if you lose the screw, it's not Muksa. You can't fix it. You might go get another. That we're not quite sure. If you have the screw, you might screw it in. Now it's Muksa. So what the chiluk the person says, the chiluk was we discussed in the Iker Kli or a David study. I'm not going to say my jacket is Muksa because of the butt. So you can't use the movie jacket because I can't move the Kli because of the Dallas. So once that's true, I can move the Dallas also. But if the Iker Kli is being compromised, the example which is brought down in Shulchan Aruch is a case of a bench. And one of the feet of the bench came in. Right? So I can't use the bench without the foot. So I might put the foot back up. So that when you're discussing the Iker Kli being compromised, there's Gzeiras Kira, there's Gzeira of Shema Yiska. When you're discussing a Dovrit study, then the Gzeira doesn't apply. And then we start discussing our Mishnah the other direction as well. You know, what happens. So, defining Iker Kli is important, but most of the folks can assume that in eyeglasses, so the glasses are definitely considered Iker Kli. Right? It's hard to use glasses without that. But the temple also is considered, you know, the screw came out and the temple was fell off. You can screw back in and put the temple back on. So now the glasses are Muksa. Now there's always a tilt of the goofy. You can leave your glasses on your nose. The whole shop. You can't take them off because they're Muksa. You can't put them back on for sure because they're Muksa. So you can go to sleep with your glasses on. Right? Well, you might have to fix more than that after we're finished. And the temple, you want to pick up the temple to say the temple is Muksa because you might put it back together again. If you lose the screw, then it's not Muksa. Right? So, if you're already having before Shabbos and you use the salsa without the foot before Shabbos, it means you're not going to put it together again, so then it's not Muksa. So then it's not Muksa on Shabbos either. So if you're one of these yeshivas or guys that, you know, your glasses have been walking around broken for like for 3 days without the temple and you're walking around like that, so then you're allowed to, it's not Muksa. You know, but the average functioning normal human being, you're talking about Muksa for them.